Park City School Board member Phil Kaplan points out that kids are going to school in trailers, and some of the athletic facilities haven't been upgraded since the high school was built in the 1970s. That's part of the reason that, one way or another, bond or raising taxes, the improvements will be made. The last time the high school was renovated, Kaplan says, it was only an expansion of classrooms.
And did not include increasing the amount of performing arts space and essentially PE space that is a big part of what's contemplated this time, which in essentially those spaces have not been touched since 1977 when the building went into service.
He says that with trailers sitting outside elementary schools this school year and more on the way next year, the improvements are unavoidable. The bond was the better choice when up against a possible tax increase. Kaplan says the bond is the more cost-effective way to go.
We have a number of trailers sitting out in the parking lot this year, basically mobile home classrooms for kids at Trailside. And there's a number that could be, we're very close to having to do the same thing at Parley's next year. You talk about having a building in Treasure Mountain where we're going to have to, we basically would have to put almost the cost of a new building into renovating it. And the building has serious deficiencies that are fairly well known anyway. So as far as the taxation goes, to pay for it, there's a reason that communities typically go to bond versus, it's basically like writing a check for a new car versus leasing it, and it's just spreading the impact much easier on the taxpayers for classrooms we need.
Raising the capital levy, which the school board could vote to do, will cost taxpayers more, and that figure depends on how the school board would reprioritize if the bond fails.
Essentially it would be a multiple of what the bond impact would be. So the bond impact being, $10 per month approximately on a primary home. If we had to go off of essentially writing a check for it, the impact would be several times higher, assuming we got the projects done over several years.
As Kaplan says, a capital levy would saddle taxpayers with the burden over a handful of years versus 20 years with a bond. While some who oppose the bond say the athletic facility improvements especially aren't warranted, Kaplan says compared to the schools they have toured, Park City's facilities leave a lot to be desired. They looked at schools in Morgan, Bear River, and at Wasatch High School, which has grown even faster than Park City High School.
Rather than go to a large urban high school, which is just not a fair comparison, we are looking at schools from districts where we directly compete with them in sports. And these facilities, in the case of Wasatch, they had beautiful facilities that they invested something like $80 million into. I'll comment on Morgan just because I know some of the detail. The facility they have, the field house they have, cost them about $5 million to build. Their timing was great right after the construction crash, so they were able to get the labor for a lot less than we would be able to get it for a year or two from now. So it was raised about $3 million from taxpayers, and they raised $2 million from government stimulus funds and other private sources.
That's Park City School Board member Philip Kaplan. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.